True Story, Part 2. Stage 3. 3.5 hours after liftoff, the command module Columbia separates from Saturn V. Then it turns around to dock with a lunar module known as Eagle. The moon is straight ahead. The astronauts can rest now. The mission commander is Neil Armstrong. The Eagle pilot is Edwin, or Buzz Aldrin. The Columbia pilot is Michael Collins. 3 days later, Armstrong and Aldrin leave Collins alone aboard Columbia.
Good luck, guys.
1,600 meters, okay. 1,000 meters, okay. Computer in overload.
Armstrong takes control of the computer.
It's too rocky here. We'll land over there. 30 seconds of fuel left. 100 meters, okay.
Back on Earth, everyone holds their breath.
Eagle, can you hear me?
The 20th of July, 1969, 3:17 p.m.
Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
We did it.
4,600 million people watch the historic moment on TV. Neil Armstrong is the first man to walk on the moon.
That's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind.
Buzz Aldrin joins Armstrong.
The ground is a fine powdery dust. The Earth looks so big from here.
They put up the American flag. They set up equipment and take rock samples. Then they lift off again and rejoin Columbia.
Neil! Buzz! I'm so happy to see you!
Coming back into the Earth's atmosphere is very dangerous.
Let's hope the capsule resists. It's at least 3,000 degrees Celsius out there.
On the 24th of July, the astronauts land in the Pacific Ocean. A month later, in the streets of New York City,
America is first to walk on the moon.
The end.